Amid a brutal military crackdown that started in August of 2017, more than 700,000 Rohingyas have fled their homes in Myanmar's Rakhine State to camps in neighboring Bangladesh. The U.S. State Department commissioned the Public International Law and Policy Group, or PILPG, to send a team to the camps to interview hundreds of refugees and to carefully document human rights violations. Both the PILPG and the U.S. Holocaust Museum have now issued statements concluding that Myanmar committed genocide against the Rohingyas.
It is clear from our intense legal review that there is, in fact, a legal basis to conclude that the Rohingya were the victims of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. As such, we believe there is sufficient basis to bring international criminal proceedings against the perpetrators of this violence and recommend that the international community pursue legal accountability for the atrocity crimes committed in the Rakhine State against the Rohingya.
Experts who have interviewed survivors in war zones across the world said they were shocked by what they heard.
There were efforts to humiliate people, not just kill them or harm them, but to terrorize them.
For its part, Myanmar denies wrongdoing, saying its crackdown was part of a legitimate response to what it terms terrorism in Rakhine State. The Trump administration has accused Myanmar of ethnic cleansing and has placed sanctions on some officials, but has been reluctant to use the term genocide, which would trigger additional measures. On Monday, the U.S. ambassador to Bangladesh, Earl Miller, paid his first visit to Cox Bazar, known as the world's largest refugee camp.
The United States is doing, along with other international donors, is our assistance is not just for Rohingya. It's for all of the people in Cox Bazar. And we have an equal amount of aid going to what we call the host communities. But actually, we're all one community, aren't we?
The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to pass a resolution as early as next week, declaring the Rohingyas are victims of genocide. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.